Hello, my name is Gustavo Constanza from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions to our public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this city?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in state elections, or do you usually only vote in presidential election? Just for presidential elections or governor and other offices too?
Other offices as well, everything.
Okay, thank you so much. And let me ask, would you please tell me your age?
38.
Thank you so much. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I'm a white boy.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thanks. If the election for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably for the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Probably Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know, please. And here's the first one. Planned Parenthood?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The National Rifle Association?
Somewhat favorable.
Thanks. Rick Scott?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Anna Scamani?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Walt Disney World?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Greg Paul?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And by last, Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamani? Probably vote to re-elect her? Probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Someone new, definitely.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mircussell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Rick Scott.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Anna Scamani.
Thank you so much. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment doesn't change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read you a list and you can tell me for you what is the most important. Stopping the flow of illegal immigration, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of insurance, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, making housing more affordable, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, creating jobs and improving wages, fighting crime and protecting the public, protecting our air and water, passing common sense gun safety legislation, or do you think, there is another one.
That's it. I would say immigration.
Immigration. Okay, thank you so much. And which is the next most important issue for you? Improving our public schools, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, lowering inflation. Inflation. Thank you so much. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, or lowering the burden of property taxes.
Reducing crime.
Thank you so much. And which is the next most important issue? Reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving
wages. Housing more affordable.
Thank you a lot. And now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one, even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? I'm going to read you a statement. A candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education. Or a candidate who supports protecting parents' right to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children.
The second one.
Thank you. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community? Or a candidate who says the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators?
The second one.
Thanks. And which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out? Or a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases?
The second one.
Thing. And by last, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country? Or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such a divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections?
The second.
Thank you so much. And now, and let me read some reasons people give for voting for candidate for state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Anna Scamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year. After hearing this, would you say is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. And now, Greg Paul will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age. For you, it's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And Greg Paul will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities. Is this very convincing, somewhat, or it has no effect on your decision?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Anna Escamani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products. This is very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, Greg Paul understands how important our policy officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities. For you, this is very convincing, somewhat, or has no effect?
Somewhat.
Thank you. While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers and pushing culture wars, Anna Escamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, serious afford their medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live. For you, this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And Anna Escamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement. For you, is very convincing, somewhat, or it has no effect?
Somewhat.
And thank you. And by last, Anna Escamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hard working families struggle to pay for health care and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions. For you, it's very somewhat convincing, or it has no effect?
Very.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we are almost finishing this. There is just a few ones of this. And now let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Greg Paul is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet. This makes you have serious doubts, some doubts, or it has no effect?
Some doubts.
Some doubts. Okay, thank you. And Greg Paul is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books that find real solutions for affordability crisis harming families in Central Florida deal with every day. This makes you serious doubts, somewhat doubts, or no effects?
Somewhat.
And Anna Escamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students. This makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
And Anna Scamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jail, from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals. For you, this has serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on your decision?
Serious doubts.
Now, Greg Paul is an extremist, is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, just for quality purposes, I'm going to read again this. Banning abortion instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day, families in Central Florida deal with every day. For you, is serious doubts, some doubts, or it has no effect?
Some.
Thank you. Now, Greg Paul stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights. This makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or it has no effect?
No effect.
Thank you. Anna Scamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state. This statement make you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some.
Thank you. And extremist Republicans like Greg Paul will not stop at a 6-week ban or abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely. This makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some.
Thank you. And Greg Paul and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Scamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in America's society. It makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or it has no effect?
Some.
Thank you. Greg Paul is the hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families. This makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some.
Thank you. And my last, Anna Scamani was one of only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war. It makes you serious doubts, some doubts, or it has no effect?
No effect.
Thank you so much. And if the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Anna.
Thank you. What is your primary source for national and political news? Cable news networks, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, Orlando Sentinel, talk radio, local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, or there is another one?
Probably more the internet-based.
Thank you so much. From which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Facebook, Twitter, or X, WhatsApp, YouTube, Truth Social, or there is another one?
YouTube.
Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you have completed in school?
Some college.
Thank you so much. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Two.
Thank you. What is your religion?
Christian.
And would you say, well, maybe a fundamentalist or evangelical Christian or other Protestant or Catholic?
No, just generic Christian.
All right. Thank you so much. And that way we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.